And we begin with football, where the Czech Republic's national team drew 0-0 against Denmark in Copenhagen on Saturday in the team's opening game of the qualification for the World Cup 2014 in Brazil. The Czechs, who played without injured captain Tomáš Rosický and midfielders Daniel Kolář and Václav Pilař, only took a single shot at the goal against the hosts, who dominated the game. The Czech team disappointed their fans with the defensive tactics, but as coach Michal Bílek pointed out after the game, the team's first point in the World Cup qualification Group B was as much as the Czechs could hope for.
First of all, we had issues with the lineup, which was difficult to put together, as we have so many injured players. We also played against an opponent that was a favorite in the game, so we have to be happy about that point. It was hard won.
The Czech national football team is next playing Finland in a friendly game before taking on Malta in October in Prague. Moving on to tennis now, where there were three Czech players in the finals of the US Open, but none of them managed to win the title. In women's doubles, Andrea Hlaváčková and Lucie Hradecká, seeded third, lost to the second seed Sara Errani and Roberta Vinci of Italy 4-6, 2-6 on Sunday, and failed to win their second Grand Slam title in their careers. In men's doubles, Czech Radek Štěpánek with India's Leandre Paes lost to the Bryan brothers from the US 3-6, 4-6 in the US Open's final. For his part, Tomáš Berdych in men's singles, who knocked out world number one Roger Federer in the quarterfinal, failed to reach Sunday's final when he lost to Andy Murray of the UK 7-5, 2-6, 1-6 and 6-7 on Saturday. The Czech's sixth seed complained about strong wind, which made it difficult to serve.
Of course, right now it's sad. Of course, I don't like to lose the match, and not a match like this in the semis, which I thought that I had a pretty good chance. But you know, I would say that the best word I can say that the wind blew it away from me, and probably in a couple of days I can see it positively that you know I made a semis, played a great match against Roger, and just go forward.
In the sport of ice hockey, a new Prague-based club, Lev Praha, had a successful premiere in the Continental Hockey League on Thursday when they beat Dynamo Riga 2-1. The Lions were losing 1-0 but came back and took 3 points thanks to Slovak forwards Lubomír Bartečko and Tomáš Surobý. Bartečko spoke to Radio Prague after the match about what he thought of the game.
For us, this game was very important as far as getting into the game and winning this game, because with our new franchise coming into this league and with a lot of speculations from a lot of people, you know, if we're going to survive or if we're not going to survive, I think this was very important. And you know, for me myself, getting the first goal is also important. You know, for every player, getting the first one is like a kickstart for you to into the season. So it's good. I enjoyed it, and I'm happy that we got the win.
In their second appearance in the Russian-based league, Lev Prague lost 1-4 to Spartak Moscow in Prague on Saturday. In their three-match home stretch, the new franchise played Donbas Donetsk later on Monday before going to play three games in Russia and Belarus. And finally, Czech athletes won 11 medals at the 2012 Paralympics, which came to a close in London on Sunday. Jiří Ježek won gold in cycling, and the Czechs also won 6 silver medals in archery, club and discus throw, cycling and in boccia, along with 4 bronze medals, which came in cycling, shot put and swimming. Jiří Ježek won his 11th medal in London to become the most successful cyclist in the history of the Paralympics. The gold medalist told Czech Radio he was considering competing at the next Paralympics in Rio de Janeiro as well.
I'll be getting back to Prague, where I will keep cycling, because there are many races scheduled before the end of the season. I will also start getting ready for the future, because I can say now that I have decided to go on. I'm not sure if I make it to Rio de Janeiro, but I will continue for at least 2 or 3 more seasons.
Nevím, jestli říct až do Ria, ale minimálně další 2-3 sezóny.